Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive to right field. Lee throws towards third. Spurgeon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spurgeon. Fothergill moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Lee reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman throws the ball into Tabner, who tags Speaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lee scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner is hit by the pitch. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurgeon scores. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summa. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. Klugman takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klugman moves to second. Rip Collins now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klugman moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klugman tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spurgeon moves to third. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith is hit by the pitch. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Glenn Myatt now catching. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry Woodall pinch hits for Johnny Bassler. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Rip Collins. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haney bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodall moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Topper Rigney now playing shortstop. Larry Woodall now catching. Jess Doyle now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klugman for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive towards third. Spurgeon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jess Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rigney. Smith moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Summa moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Heilman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Heilman. Smith scores. Summa scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 7-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klugman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Burns scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it and has Klugman trapped. He races towards second and tags Klugman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McNulty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cobb is chasing the ball. McNulty rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Indians. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doyle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Al Wingo pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.